9 to noon from the field at Winter Park in Eden Prairie for day 3 of Minnesota Vikings organized team activities. Wobby and yours truly with Andre Patterson, defensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings. Beautiful day.
Oh, it's a great day today.
Are you excited for this time of the year? It's a very cool time of the year, isn't it? It's the construction of the dream type time of the year.
As long as the sun comes out, it's great. All you want to see is that bright sun hitting your skin that makes you feel good.
Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, not here for this portion of the organized team activities while he rehabilitates his bad eye. That has to be difficult for him, right?
Yeah, it's hard for him. It's not his nature not to be here around the guys and involved in trying to get our guys better. But it's the best thing for him, which in turn is the best thing for our players, our fans, everyone involved with the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, and obviously Mike would like to be here, have his hands on everything, but it's really good that he's treating things right with his eye and he's not all over you guys every single minute. He's kind of letting you guys do what you do. So he truly is able to relax, rehabilitate that eye, and hopefully get back soon.
Yeah, but he's watching the film, and he's letting us know what he sees and what we got to do to improve and get better. And so his fingerprints are still all over everything.
Now, I think it's important, you know, to look good and practice well and be sharp right now. But it's really going to be important to be that way when he gets back here. There are going to be a lot of pent-up coaching, yelling, and wanting to get things right when he gets back here. So we all better be sharp in a couple of weeks when he's back, right?
Well, we're feeling it at 3:30 when he calls us for the conference call, you know, the coaches. So, he's still getting it out, you know, yeah. He's still letting us know how demanding he wants us to be with the players and how important it is to get them to do the right things and play football the right way. And it's our job to make sure that we get his voice across. And I think he feels confident that he's got a coaching staff here that can get that done.
So even from Minnesota to Kentucky, the eye in the sky does not lie?
That's for sure. No, he's watching every single thing we do. And he's critiquing it, and that's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing that he's doing that.
Andre, do you have a favorite body of water?
No, I don't think so.
Like, are you more an Atlantic or Pacific Ocean kind of guy?
Oh, Pacific. I'm a California guy.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because perhaps the nickname for your defensive line should be the Pacific Ocean, because it comes at teams in waves.
I like that. That's a good one. You need to get that going. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but we're too far away from the Pacific Ocean. But seriously speaking, with Danielle Hunter and Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin and Linval Hungry, and now we got Tom Johnson, Dayton Jones, and Will Sutton and Shamar Stephen, Stephen Weatherly may emerge this year. Now, I'm certainly not trying to make it sound like the 85 Bears, mm-hmm. but you got to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of good guys to work with, and my charge right now is to get these guys better. And to get them to continue to improve, whether that's Griff, whether that's B-Rob, whether that's Danielle Hunter, they all got aspects of their game that they can continue to improve. And the more talent we have, the better it is for our football team. And I'm greedy. You know, I'm in Rick's office all the time trying to get one more guy.
Yeah.
I never have enough, so I'm trying to get one more guy. So the more I can have, the better it is.
What is the balance like when you have the depth that you have and you can get creative and guys can play different roles, like B-Rob can kick inside or be outside, of developing, hey, this is the plan, this is what we want to do, and work on that in the off season, and then balancing, hey, let's not restrict ourselves with a plan yet. Let's wait and see what everyone can do. How do you draw that balance?
Well, that's what we're doing right now. In OTAs and mini camp, what you want to do is find out what each guy can do. What's their skill set that makes them special? And then after that's over, we sit down as a coaching staff and say, hey, this guy can do this really good, and this guy can do that really good. And so then now we come up with a package to take advantage of what each one of these guys' special gifts that they have. And that's why you want the volume, because the more guys you have that have different special talents, the more you can package together to give you a really unique deal.
Okay, and so then that's where – when you get done with this off-season program and the mini camp in June, that's the next step at training camp, is maybe getting a step removed from the experimentation and getting more into implementation at camp?
No question. So when we come back to camp, then we're able to put a package together that gets it going. So like a year ago, I started at this time to experiment with B-Rob playing inside. So we looked at it here in OTAs, we looked at it in minicamp, and then we looked at it afterwards and said, oh, this could be really good because he can do so many things. So then when we came to training camp, we put the package together, yeah. And that's what you saw in the fall last year.
Andre, Danielle Hunter continues to get better season by season, and he's a physical freak with the way he looks and the long arms and the bulging muscles and very fast. But more so from an intangible standpoint, the fact that Linval Joseph has taken him under his proverbial wing and basically does everything with him. He brought him to the Pro Bowl. He treats him like a little brother. How much has that helped Danielle mature as a man and as a football player, more so than just what we see on the field?
Oh, I think it helps him a lot. It gives him confidence that he's one of the guys first and foremost. But I think the thing that makes Danielle special is Danielle's willing to listen. And he's willing to take every little nugget that somebody gives him and apply it to his game. And I think that's why the change happens so fast, because he's humble. He's like, hey, give me all you got. I want to know as much as you can give me, and I'm going to try to go out there and execute it. And for him to see a really good player like Linval believe in him and trust him, that has nothing but to make his confidence rise.
Will Sutton, the former Bear, you talk about individual talents with each of your defensive linemen. What is it about him that not only lured him here, but now that you've had your hands on him for a couple of days, you like?
He's quick and he's explosive. So, you know, he has the ability to get into the backfield really fast and stress offensive linemen out with his quickness. Really quick first step off the ball. He can change direction real fast, and he's explosive out of his hips. So those are the things that jump off at you really fast.
This is Vikings defensive line coach Andre Patterson from day three of Vikings organized team activities, Winter Park, Eden Prairie.
I think last year against the run, you guys were mostly really good. And then there would be like one or two long plays that would happen, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm thinking like Jordan Howard and the Bears. Mm-hmm. So what did you guys talk about with run defense? You know, because really when you look at this defense as a whole, it's hard to nitpick it because mm-hmm. it's so good. Mm-hmm. So what have you guys talked about with regard to run defense and how that factors into your entire plan and philosophy overall?
Well, I think the one thing that Coach Zim talked to us about and that we saw from watching the tape is we've got to find a balance to find us more negative yardage plays.
Okay.
Because that balances out, you know, the one 12-yard run that a guy might get to make it look like he had a great day against you. And so we didn't get a lot of negative runs during the season. And so if we can bring that total up, that will help us big time. And so to try to find a way to let us get D linemen and linebackers in the backfield and get us some tackles for losses, that'll help us big time in the run. Yeah.
Andre, last one, rookie Jaleel Johnson. Tell us about him.
Strong, explosive, can change direction well, you know, has the ability to play both nose and three technique. He's got a lot to learn, you know, like all rookies do, but I'm really pleased with his athleticism. And I think over time that we got a chance to have a really good football player.
So with Linval, Shamar, Tom Johnson, Dayton Jones, and Will Sutton, he's a kid. He's got to work his way in.
Yeah, he's got to work. I mean, you know, all those guys aren't going to give him a job, you know, so he's going to have to work. But the thing is that you have the skill set that you want that position to have in him. So now it's a matter of him mastering the technique and fundamentals that we use at that position, and he's out here working hard every day to try to get that done.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Oh, anytime, PA.
Andre Patterson, defensive line coach, Minnesota Vikings, from Vikings Organized Team Activities. Back to the exclusive Will Family Perch when 9 to noon continues.